Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Got our good friend Steve Martin back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Steve is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already had his 16th anniversary. As a member, he is the author of Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay, and Achieving World-Class Profit Improvement. He, as you can see, he is the profit pro, and he's the guy who helps us understand why profit is the food and water of our business, and why we have to have it. Steve Martin, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me back.
Good to have you back. You're always welcome. Hey, Steve, one of the things is I think you know that I spend a lot of time talking about to my audience is how you can grow yourself right out of business. But typically, my approach has always been from a cash standpoint. I've always, I've talked about, in fact, I wrote an article in the last couple of weeks, two or three weeks about this, where I said, you can achieve growth, achieving sales growth could, if it's not handled well, could put you right out of business. But I haven't approached it from the profit standpoint because that comes later. So talk to us about that.
Well, Jim, you're absolutely correct that if you grow too fast, it uses up your cash, and as we know, cash is royalty in the business. You're just nowhere without that. One of the key things that I've talked to a lot of small business owners recently, and one of the things they're looking for is some momentum in the right direction. They want to see that upside potential, and they want to feel it and experience it as it goes, and then, of course, once they get it, they're concerned about the cash flow, so they've got to manage that very, very carefully. But I've seen a dark side for that upside momentum that's coming forward, and that's where I've seen the optimist in the entrepreneur take over, and they look at a one-time job as being the life of their business, and they start investing more and more of their money in it and their cash, tying it up in a promise of a future that may not be long lasting.
And Steve, that's not just optimism. That's not just your basic garden variety optimism. Entrepreneurial optimism is pathological.
Well, it's a critical element.
We're pathologically optimistic. meaning no one's going to talk us out of it.
That's exactly right. And when we drink that Kool-Aid, we start running out of cash because we've increased our fixed costs.
Wait, Steve. Walmart's on the phone. They want all my business.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
Steve, Steve. You're not talking me out of that.
Well, you just hit the nail on the head. It just sounds so great you can't pass it up.
Yeah.
And of course, the implications are huge.
Yeah.
In terms of what's going to happen, and as you talk about the cash flow, and that really is one of the key measures of success.
But
the long-term
even
profitability is a measure of long-term success.
Well, that's exactly right. Even the people who are pragmatic and who have a good capitalization strategy that allows them to know which bids to go after and which ones to not go after, that helps them understand how to use their retained earnings and how to have retained earnings, how to keep them in the business, when to borrow money, when to pay for it out of the till, all those things that keeps them in business. But none of that just because you solve the cash and the funding situation, if you haven't paid attention to the profitability, you're always going to be in crisis management with these bids, aren't you?
That's exactly right, Jim. You really do have to analyze any big deal or any piece of business that's going to be a large part of your business very carefully to see where it's going to be a couple of years out. and make sure whether or not you can afford it from a capital structure.
Right. Right, absolutely.
And that's great advice on your part. I know you you talk about that all the time.
Well, the thing is that any deal. Let me back up, Steve. I will say that you and I both know that there are times when you take a deal for the cash flow, and you take a job for the cash flow. And I'm not going to tell a small business owner not to do that, because I've done it myself. I've seen it when it was necessary. But folks, you can't dine out on that. You can't make a living that way. You've only got it. You can only do that when it's just absolutely required. All the other times, if you take a deal, if you do business with someone, if you bring in a customer, if they don't allow you to be profitable, not just pay you on time, but allow you to be profitable, you will not be able to sustain success. And Steve Martin will help us understand more about that after these messages. 20 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.